This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Sports Radio 910 The Fan.
Bring the energy!
It's happening.
Get it, get.
For your lives.
It's time for MP on the mic.
Cunning, capable, agile, flexible.
It gets me pumped and it gets me going.
Michael Phillips is...
Let's go!
MP on the mic.
MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the Free Odyssey app. Victory Monday. I haven't said that in a long time, to be honest with you. Feels good. There's no mixed emotions Victory Monday here. I said I wanted the win. They needed the win. They got the win. Here's what got proven yesterday in the Meadowlands. These guys don't stink. I know that's... that's a lot to parse there, and we'll get into that. The Giants are 2-12 today as they wake up. They stink. They're a really bad football team. And all this win proves is that these guys aren't that bad. And I think it was really important to prove they're not that bad, because that changes how you approach the offseason if you're that bad. We needed validation. They're not. Now, they're not going to get another chance to prove that the rest of the way. That's fine. Eagles this weekend, they'll be 6-point underdogs in D.C. against Philly. Cowboys coming up after that on Christmas. Short week, weird things happen. Eagles, and that's it. That's the season. Little four-game NFC East action. Nothing that happens from here changes my mind about anything, unless Jaden returns, of course, and something crazy happens with regard to that. Bad Sunday for injuries in the NFL. We'll get into that. Patrick Mahomes and Micah Parsons, both out. Tough week for injuries in the NFL. Some big games in the big windows. Phillip Rivers coming close to pulling off the comeback. Lots more to get to today as well, not just the Commanders, although plenty of Commanders talk on this Victory Monday. We'll take you inside the locker room in about 15 minutes. You'll hear from Dan Quinn. You'll hear from everybody else after the game as well. Jaden Lane returning a punt for a touchdown, second time this season, tying the team record for punt return touchdowns in a season. He's still got a few more chances to break that. It's VCU basketball game night. Tough loss last week to New Mexico. Those happen. Bonnie's had a tough loss this past weekend. Niagara on tap tonight. The Fighting Waterfalls of Niagara. That's not their actual name, but it's what we'll be calling them. Robbie Robinson joins the program at 11:30 today to break that one down for us. Get us ready for a VCU game night on The Fan. VCU against Niagara. You'll hear at 7 o'clock. Tickets still available. Get down to the Siegel Center. Watch some basketball tonight. High school football. Congrats to Verina, our lone state champs from the region. They were dominant early in the season. They were dominant late in the season. They were dominant in the in-between parts of the season. Some big wins. They beat Highland Springs in the rivalry game. They beat Dinwiddie. And, of course, they beat Huguenot in that game of the week to get out of the region. They earned it. And then a dominant performance to bring it home in the state title game. 47-0 against Loudoun County. Second state title for Coach Marcus Lewis. Verina Blue Devils, congrats to them. Highland Springs falls short against Maury, who's always a great team, in Harrisonburg in their title game. That will wrap up the high school football season, except for Big River rivalry game, which will be this weekend. One of the great Richmond area traditions. Of course, you'll hear that right here on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We'll get to that later in the week, though. There's a lot going on in the NFL. We'll dive around that, but I want to start, of course, with the Washington Commanders, who are winners at last. 4-10 now this season, and It is, and it was too early to talk about draft position. We can look at the board now, and I think everybody can understand where they are and where they need to be going forward, and that's fine. And you can play for those things now. If they had lost, they would have been perhaps as high as number 3 overall. And I'm just gonna say it. Sorry, Awan, cover your ears. I'm just gonna say it. That's too high. This team has too much talent to be one of the third worst teams in all of professional football. You saw that yesterday. Get right game for Bill. Good to see him getting some carries. And Chris Rodriguez out. He's moving the sticks. Terry's back. Good to see Terry back. Debo's back. Debo's playing well. Good to see some of these things. There's talent there. Laramie Tunsil leaves for a bit, returns to the game. There's talent on this team. Was really pleased to see Mikey Sanders still get an interception. That was huge for this football team, for momentum going forward, and of course, for what the offseason will bring. Because if they had lost yesterday, I know I keep going to if they had lost. They didn't lose, by the way. They didn't lose. They won. If they had lost, I think you would have had to ask the hard questions like, can they turn it around in one offseason? Or are they just too bad for that? That team yesterday, plus the team that played against the Broncos, nobody's confusing them with Super Bowl contenders. They're not. They're well out of the playoffs. But those teams have a little spark to them, a little fight to them, and a little talent to them that changes how you approach the offseason if you're Adam Peters. And obviously, Adam Peters has a tricky job ahead of himself. He's got to make them younger. He's got to get younger without a ton of draft picks because they've given them up along the way. He's got to get younger without draft picks. He's got money to sign free agents. But every time they sign a veteran free agent, there's going to be a little grumbling. Oh, we're staying old. And there's going to be the big veterans, your Zach Ertz's, your Von Miller's of the world, are maybe going to be hesitant to come play here because of the losing, because those guys are chasing rings. This win shows you can rebuild this offseason. It is okay to start next season, and I'll get into the game, and I'll get into the plays and all that. But big picture, This sells that next season, you can go into the season believing this team can get back to the NFC title game. This team could plausibly get back to a spot where it's a contender in the NFC. And that was important to see. Now, I haven't even mentioned Dan Quinn yet. This win was really important for Dan Quinn's job because I believe they might lose the last four coming in, especially if the Eagles are playing for things. I don't think that's impossible or unthinkable. So it's important for Dan Quinn to get the win because he's protecting his job. I think everybody wants him to be coach next year. Everybody in the building wants that. They don't want to go through a coaching search. Look, you know I love me some Clint Kubiak. I will be all about that in a heartbeat if that becomes available. I don't think it's going to become a thing, though. That's the one guy I would push DQ off the bridge for. If Clint Kubiak says I'm in, all that guy does is make quarterbacks great. And all we have here is a quarterback who needs to be made great. But I think the Cliff Kingsbury talk has calmed a bit. I think there's fewer people out on Cliff Kingsbury. Would he go to the Giants? Could he go to the Giants? Maybe. And yes, that would change things for sure. But I think on the whole, the most likely offseason outcome now is everybody keeps their job. You got another season with Cliff Kingsbury as offensive coordinator. You got another season with Dan Quinn as head coach, and I think he'll come back as defensive coordinator play caller as well. I think that's the best outcome for everybody involved. I really do. I think that's going to provide the continuity to give a true evaluation of everybody on this roster, to give a true evaluation of Jaden Daniels in year three. He's had one really good year, and you can't take that away from him. He's had one bad year, and you can't take that away from him as much as you'd want to. Next year, year three, it tilts the scale one direction or the other. And that's in both his play on the field, but also his durability and his availability, which are both important factors if you're getting ready to pay a guy $70 million a year, as these guys have to after year four, to keep Jaden Daniels on payroll and as the quarterback. I still believe he's the guy, but I'll acknowledge next year is a pivotal year for that. It could tilt either direction along the way. That looked miserable yesterday in the Meadowlands, by the way. That's, you know, the other reason you got to win that is to show you're still on board with the plan, with your coach, with fighting for him. And that's the kind of game you do that in. Like, everybody's going to get up for Christmas. And I think everybody get up for Saturday night, too. National TV against the Eagles. Team the beach in the NFC title game. Chance to prove themselves. Those are the games you got to really want as a football player. Turf is rock solid. It's miserable. There's no juice. There's no fans. It's cold. It's really cold. The fact that they won that game is nice. A lot of positives so far. It's a Victory Monday. Happy Victory Monday. And also, coughed it up a little bit at the end. There were some things you didn't love there in the final 15 minutes, and there were things you didn't love in the first 45 as well. That comes with the territory of a football game, but man, that killer instinct from last year is gone. That sense of, man, good things are going to happen to us because we're the Commanders and we win football games and we believe in ourselves. That's gone. That's all the way gone. And that's not coming back either. And that's an issue going forward. And that's something they're going to have to address, because those mistakes against a decent team, you lose a football game. And then the Giants are especially kind of bad, really, really bad, as a matter of fact. And the Commanders needed every ounce of that bad to escape with the victory. 29-21, got the job done, created the takeaways. That was huge. We'll hear from the players. We'll hear from everybody else. We'll talk about Sunday around the NFL. We're off and running. It's another VCU ticket giveaway week. Stick around Friday. We're going to be giving you tickets to go see VCU St. Bonnie's big A-10 opener on New Year's Eve at the Stew. So get excited for that on your home for VCU basketball. But it's a Victory Monday, and we're going inside the locker room because it's what we do on Victory Monday. That's on the other side of this. You're listening to 910 The Fan now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
All right, I missed this Saturday night. I just got sent this. Diego Pavia, who was one of, I think, five potentially very deserving Heisman candidates. I don't think Sayan's in that group. I think it's four. He lost to Mendoza, and they had similar stat lines, and Mendoza made as many plays over the course of the season. You're welcome to argue about that. It's sports. It's college football. We love to argue. Four very deserving Heisman candidates in my mind. Diego Pavia, who was rolling with his brothers all night, posted to social media after F the voters with the thumbs down emoji. It's the thumbs down emoji that seals it there. F the voters, thumbs down emoji, in case you're wondering how I feel right now. He has apologized for that, for overshadowing Mendoza's big moment, which didn't overshadow in my mind because I didn't see it. You're welcome to be mad. On the other hand, it's the Heisman vote. It's out of your control. I can't imagine an NFL player going on a big rant like that. Although Lennon Fletcher came close that one time when he didn't get voted to the Pro Bowl for like the 10th consecutive year. What was he called? Susan Lucci of NFL players. I never get voted to the Pro Bowl. Lennon's gonna get salty when he doesn't get in the Hall of Fame either. I know that as well. He's got an eye towards legacy. Lots of legacy moments coming in the NFL. Down the stretch, welcome aboard Monday's show. MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM on, you better believe it, a Victory Monday for the Washington Commanders. Hail to the victors. Hail to the Washington Commanders. They're, what was it Dan Quinn said the other day? We're lost. We lost, but we're not lost. They're bad, but they're not that bad. That was a bad football team they played against yesterday in the Meadowlands. And I'm not taking anything away from a very needed victory. And you know, if you listen to hour number one of this program, this was, I was absolutely fully in the full go win a football game camp. This was not a lose for draft position moment. This was a win a football game to prove you can win a football game moment. They're bad, but they're not that bad. Right now, the Commanders would pick 8th in the NFL draft. Here are the teams. There are three teams that only have 2 wins. The Giants, who right now have the first overall selection, the Raiders, and the Titans. Those teams, it just needs to be said, are a special level of bad that we should not aspire to. In rebuilding, you go down and you play in the mud and you get your pick. And these guys got Jaden Daniels. They got their turn. They got their number 2 pick. Don't play in the mud anymore. They're bad. They're the worst. If you're in that camp, you're not 1 year away. That's the NFL, right? Like, you know, these guys were number 2 overall pick, got Jaden Daniels, had the incredible rookie season, flew a little too high. What are they? They're not this bad either. Injuries, maybe some poor coaching along the way as well. Maybe some poor general managering. It's hard to say. But they're probably a wild card caliber team who is disappointing this year and underachieving. But with Jaden, those teams, Giants, Raiders, Titans, you don't want to be in that club. Those teams need to turn over the tables, turn over everything they do, and ask very serious questions about the entire operation, which these guys have been through. It's good to not be that bad. 3 teams with 3 wins each. These are the 4, 5, and 6 selections if the draft were today. That's the Browns. They're bad. Miles Garrett, by the way, 1 away now from the sack record. Miles Garrett probably going to get that sack record, which is Strahan's record, which, you know, Brett Favre laid down for him in that game. Everybody remembers that. You know, nobody laying down for Miles Garrett. It'll be good to have a honest on the books record there for that category. The Jets at number 5. That's a team that needs to ask itself some serious questions about what it's doing. And the Arizona Cardinals, who are now in year 3 of a rebuild. Remember at the start of the season, it was like, ooh, are the Cardinals good? No, they're not. Kyler Murray's not the answer there. Would you take Kyler Murray if you were a team that needed a quarterback, right? Is this the next Sam Darnold? Change of scenery is good for him? Or is this the next Russell Wilson? He was only thriving in that moment, in that time with Cliff Kingsbury, and now he's going to play out the rest of his career Jameis Winston style. Both seem possible with Kyler Murray. 3 teams with 4 losses. These are the 7, 8, and 9 picks in the draft. New Orleans Saints, Washington Commanders, Cincinnati Bengals. And that's the company they're keeping. And by the way, any of those 3 teams could make the playoffs next year. New Orleans doesn't have a quarterback, and that's tricky. They're 4-10. They're too good to pick number 1. It's a bad quarterback year anyway. That's a tougher situation. They had some salary cap stuff along the way, too. That's a tough situation. That's a team that could make the playoffs next year. Washington, obviously, team that could make the playoffs next year. Jaden Daniels gets healthy, starts dealing again. We saw that, and we saw last year what happens when Jaden Daniels puts on the Superman cape and carries everybody. I'd love to build towards a season, and I don't mean this disrespectfully, but I would love for them to build to a season where he can be Jalen Hurts, where he doesn't have to be Superman every game. He just needs to be good, and he just needs to keep the thing rolling, and they build a roster around him capable of lifting him into those moments. Cincinnati, number 9 team. Now, they may have to deal Joe Burrow. Joe's salty. I get why Joe's salty. I think he's coming to the realization he can't win in Cincinnati. I think he's going to want out. Should you want Joe Burrow? Yes. A billion times yes. Absolutely you want Joe Burrow on your team. That will be a red hot trade whenever it happens. That's going to be the number 1 trade to watch this offseason if indeed the Bengals want to deal Joe Burrow, which they probably don't. And that's tough for Joe. playing out his career as a magnificent quarterback on a bad team in Cincinnati. With Joe Burrow, they can make the playoffs next year, no doubt about it. So that's the company you keep right now. They're bad, but they're not Giants bad. They're not that bad. And that's a relief, everybody. That's a victory Monday. These guys are in that mushy, lower tier, not in the playoffs, not terrible position. That's good. They're better than the Giants. They're better than the Raiders. Proved it on the field. They're better than the Tennessee Titans. I don't think we need to get on the field to prove that. They are not, however, on the doorstep of the playoffs by any stretch. They're long since eliminated. Playing out the string for pride. Would love for them to get one of these final games. Just to prove. Send a message going into the offseason. I get draft position. I get wanting draft position. It's December 15th. We got multiple games to go here. That it's too early to think about that unless you're at the very bottom of the line. That's the Giants. Giants need to be thinking about draft position. By the way, Younghoe Koo missing those kicks. I thought they did a very nice job early of doing some things offensively and not getting points out of it. That's where the Giants want to be. These guys need to be winning. These guys need to go into the offseason with us thinking, all right, they were dealt a tough hand in 2025, but there's good pieces on the team. There's good players on the team. Von Miller, man, right before halftime, Von Miller came in and wrecked the game. He doesn't do it often. When he does it, it's special to watch. It's fun to watch. Do you sign up for another year of that? I would. And I keep coming back to, I've said this a million times, but I mean it. They've got the money. You've got the money. You've got Jaden Daniels on a rookie contract. Even if you just get a little bit of Von Miller, that's worth paying for because it's really good. Von played 38 snaps yesterday. That was about half the game. It's a lot of Von Miller. They got their money's worth out of Von Miller yesterday. Created a whole extra possession for him right before halftime, and they took advantage of it. Happy victory. Monday, Robbie Robinson joins the program in 20 minutes because it's also a VCU game night. I got snap counts in front of me. We'll go over those. We'll give out some game balls on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan.
Now, those of you who are regular listeners to the program know that I think the Chiefs have been out of it for a while. They're officially out of it as of losing to the Chargers. 16 points was all it took for the Chargers to beat the Chiefs. Mahomes tears his ACL in December. A December 14th ACL tear. Ooh, boy. And welcome. It's December 15th. You're listening to MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. This is decision time in Kansas City. I think Kelce retires at the end of this year. I think there's a lot of movement in the roster here. I think it's an opportunity. We saw with Brady the early career success, the mid-career lull, and then kind of reassembling a great team for him at the end, and then ultimately has moved to Tampa to push the chips in one more time, which paid off with another Super Bowl. That's the trajectory. Patrick Mahomes is in the Tom Brady conversation so far in his career. And the parallels here are significant. He's losing talented players around him. They drafted a first-round offensive lineman who barely played this year. There's a lot of question marks there. If Mahomes can play, he wants to play, and he's going to play. He's going to play week one next year. I think this is an opportunity to tell him, settle down. We're bringing back week five next year. We're going to dump some salary next year. We're going to be maybe not non-competitive next year. You're always competitive when number five's in the when number 15's in the building. I was thinking about our number five. He's 15. You're always competitive when he's there. But maybe this is an opportunity to get that reset maybe a little quicker than you could have otherwise. And to reset and get ready for part two of his career a little quicker than Brady did. Learn from those lessons of the past. The longer you try to hold this thing together with duct tape, I think the worse off it's going to get. I think you let go at the end of this season. Involuntarily, because look, almost all sunset walks in sports are involuntary. That's the reality. There are so few Jerome Bettis walk-offs, John Elway walk-offs. There's far, far more involuntary Travis Kelce this year walk-offs. You stayed a year too long. And I get why they do. Because you, outside of Philip Rivers, you can't come back. It's once you leave, it's over forever. You're going to be chasing that high for the rest of your life. And Travis Kelce has a lot of very lucrative revenue streams to tap in his next life. He's got a successful podcast. He's got a production company. He's got the whole fiance thing. You never, ever get close to that high again for the rest of your life. I know a lot of football players. I know a lot of former football players. The excitement level of an NFL game day in an NFL stadium with 80,000 people yelling and the adrenaline pumping, nothing you can do for the rest of your life that will come close to that. It's why they're all hanging out on the sideline every week. It's why they're in broadcasting and coaching and around the game. And it's why Philip Rivers coaching high school football, that and I guess to get out of the house because of his 10 kids. But you're around it because you're chasing that high. And it's not coming anymore for the Chiefs and for these guys. As we move towards era number two of Patrick Mahomes, I think it started yesterday. I don't think we'll fully see it for a couple of years, but I think it started. I think you saw the end of era one of Patrick Mahomes. Brady got three. He got the second run with the Patriots, and when he saw that one fading, he jumped ship and got it. Got a bonus third one in Tampa. Not everybody gets that. He played his cards very well on that. We see other guys chasing that. Russell Wilson's chased that second act, hasn't been able to do it. Aaron Rodgers chasing that second act. Brett Favre chased that second act. He got it for a minute in Minnesota. There's a lot of guys who chase that second act. Mahomes can do it because he's still young and they can still build a team around him. We will see where this thing goes, though, which is fascinating to me. Joe Burrow. Where's Joe Burrow go from here? 4-10. Just felt like we got finality on a lot of things yesterday in the NFL. Chiefs out. Bengals out. Ravens 7-7. Say what you will about the Ravens. 7-7. Very much hanging in there. Steelers 7-6 have Monday Night Football tonight against the Dolphins. That'll be a consequential game. But the Bengals, three games off that pace, 0 points. Joe Burrow's got to get out of there. They're not going to build a winning team for him. It felt like the finality of knowing, no, not going to happen. Jaguars with an emphatic win. They're in the mix of things. Bills. The Bills win is a significant one. They can still chase down the New England Patriots. Don't have the tiebreaker, but they're going to be breathing on them from behind here. Broncos, monster win over the Packers. And man, you feel for Micah Parsons and for the Packers, who had very legitimate Super Bowl dreams this year. Those take a real step backward after yesterday's game as well. And the Lions at 8-6, very much outside looking in right now as well. Sean McVay and the Rams go to 11-3. They're still getting chased by the Niners, who, look, Rams 11-3, great story. They play the Seahawks, who are also 11-3 on Thursday night. So that's going to be a bit of a football game, as they say. The Niners right behind them at 10-4. What a division. All three teams bunched up there. The Niners are the story, though. The Niners, despite all the injuries, all the everythings, still dominating teams. Kudos to Kyle Shanahan. That's as impressive a third place as I've seen in a long time. 10-4 San Francisco 49ers. Seahawks winning with defense. That was the second place coach here, you may remember. First place coach is in Chicago with the Bears. They're 10-4. Second place coach is in Seattle with the Seahawks. They're 11-3. We're not litigating Dan Quinn, at least right now. We're just saying there's no he's safe because Josh Harris protects his guys. He was kind of Josh Harris's guy. He was kind of Adam Peters' guy. There's There was no definitiveness. That was not a unanimous room. There were a lot of names bandied about in that room. There was a guy in that room who wanted Bill Belichick. I bet he's very glad right now he doesn't have Bill Belichick. It was a divided room. And Dan Quinn does not have a universal shield of protection. I think he's fine after the win. I think that's the importance of this victory Monday. I think it's, if they had lost and lost their way in, I think we'd have to say, this team isn't as good as we thought they were. Blow it up, rebuild, and we got to talk. With the win, they're not as bad as the Giants. They're not as bad as those bottom five teams. The draft were held today, they'd be the eighth overall pick. You can go from eighth to playoffs in a year. That's not a big deal. They can add a couple pieces and still tell themselves, we got a chance to do this in the Jaden Daniels rookie contract window. And that's important right now for these guys. We'll dive more into that. I want to give out some game balls. I want to give everybody a reminder. It's a VCU basketball game night right here on The Fan. 7 o'clock tip tonight, VCU against Niagara. Coming back for a little bit of revenge, not against Niagara. We have nothing against the fine people of Niagara. But a tough loss to New Mexico. Bounce back game coming for the Rams. Robbie Robinson joins the show at 11:30 this morning. Another hour with you. AWOD takes over at Capitol Ale House at noon. Grant and Danny will be on the air 3 to 6, including Dan Quinn. Update time at 3:30. Will Jaden Daniels play again? I hope so. I don't know, though. I agree. It feels like they've shut him down. I hope he plays on Christmas. We'll come back for more on the other side. Maybe we'll talk about that. You're listening to 910 The Fan.
Be on the mic on a victory Monday for the Washington Commanders. An unambiguous victory Monday. We're talking to the crowd that still wants to see this football team be good instead of seeing them get one selection of one player one time in May. Don't tie your hopes to that, or April, or whenever it is. Don't tie your hopes to that one guy. Tie your hopes to the 53 on this roster, that they get good, that they can roll. Got some game balls to give out. By the way, Christmas Day, which is historically the NBA's, then the NFL was like, oh, people watch TV on Christmas Day, we're going to have Christmas Day. Thank you, NBA. This is, as duds go, this is as dud-ola of a Christmas as you can get. Netflix better have some Beyoncés lined up for their halftime shows here. Cowboys Commanders, 1 o'clock. The Cowboys officially not done. They have a 1% chance of making the playoffs. So you're saying there's a chance. They won't have a 1% chance by kickoff on Christmas because the Eagles will beat the Commanders this weekend in Landover. Only a 6-point spread out of the gate. We'll see if that moves as the week goes on. We'll get Dan Quinn's update on Jaden Daniels here at 3:30. Grant and Danny will pass that along to you. Cowboys Commanders is a rivalry game. I hope Jaden plays. I really hope Jaden plays. Otherwise, dud-ola of a game. Lions-Vikings is your midday game on Christmas. Lions still in it, Vikings not in it. That Lions on the outside looking in for sure. Packers may be cracking the door open. I'm not one of these believers that Micah Parsons is out for the year. The Packers are going to fold. He was really good, but I don't think he was everything. I think there's still a good team there. Now, I don't think they're going to win the Super Bowl anymore. I think he was that missing piece. But I think the Packers are still a good team. It's Lions-Steelers coming up this week, and then the Vikings game. So assuming they handle their business against the Steelers, and we'll see, you never know it with the Steelers, they'll still be in it going to kick off there against the Lions. But the Packers swept that series. They've got the full tiebreaker. They've got the Bears coming up this week, and I think, you know, that's the game right after the Commanders game. I do think that's one that could go either way. So if the Packers lose, the Lions would theoretically be back in it against the Vikings. Either way, dud-ola of a game was my point. Broncos-Chiefs, your night game on Christmas. Broncos, best record in the AFC, 12-2, now that New England has taken a loss to Buffalo. They are going to Arrowhead. They'll be playing for the bye. Chiefs without Patrick Mahomes. Merry Christmas, America. here's the Kansas City Chiefs B team. Yeah, that's not going to go well
for anybody. That's all right. People will still watch it, is what I know, because it's NFL football. You can't plan these things out. Gardner Minshew. Merry Christmas, America. Here's Gardner Minshew. Yeah, it's like that. Commanders game balls. Victory Monday. As you know, an unequivocal victory Monday here. They needed the win. They got the win. Good to remind everybody, winning is fun. Winning football games is better than losing them at this stage of the franchise, at this stage of the rebuild. You need to show that you're still fighting, still clawing, especially, you know, and I believe that win was the job security for Dan Quinn. I didn't think they could lose out and Dan Quinn could be the coach next year. That just would have reflected too poorly on a guy who does still have a lot of pieces at his disposal. I know Jaden's not in there, but they got a lot of pieces at their disposal. You remember Terry McLaurin kind of played a little bit more than we thought he would the other game. Well, he came out there for 75% of the snaps. He was an impactful player, clearly easing him back in, but also 46 snaps, healthy workload, game ball to Terry McLaurin. He's really good, folks. For everybody who yells, trade Terry, be better off without the drama. When you see it, you know. I'm tired. And part of this is my victory lap on everybody who wants draft position. You're welcome to be bummed out, and you're welcome to go listen to other radio stations and other radio shows. Ooh, boo-hoo, we lost. We're only the 8th pick in the draft now instead of the 5th pick in the draft. That's not this show. This show's about football. The game that's played on Sundays, there's 17 of them. They're all important. They all matter. And in those games, Terry McLaurin is friggin' great. He is one of the 32 best quarterbacks, or 32 best, I'm worked up. He's one of 32 best receivers in the National Football League. He's a guy you want on your team. I'm glad he's on this team. These are the things that matter if you're a Commanders fan, is making sure you've got enough Terrys, to sustain yourself with Jaden Daniels moving forward in the future. Now, I don't think Debo's coming back next year. I think Ayuk's fascinating. You heard Kyle Shanahan's comments on him. Ooh, that's a scorched earth right there. Wonder what Adam Peters will think of that. Is Ayuk coming? He might be. I think they'll get him another receiver. But they got weapons this year. Don't forget about that. We got a little Noah Brown. 10 snaps of Noah Brown. A little tease of Noah Brown. How about that? Ben Sinnott. 35 snaps yesterday. Did you notice him? Did you get what you wanted out of Ben Sinnott? I didn't. Ben Sinnott targeted once, caught it. It was a nice one. It was a highlight play. We'll go to the tape. We'll do Commanders Rewind tomorrow. I still want more Ben Sinnott down the stretch. I still got tight end really high on my offensive wish list. I think it's number one on my offensive wish list, even above wide receiver this offseason, assuming Zach Ertz doesn't return, which would be a remarkable comeback if he did, and we're not ruling it out because he's Zach Ertz. Game balls start with Terry. Give me a Bill game ball, 5 yards a carry, 96 yards total against a tough Giants front. That's the Bill I saw preseason. Good to see him reclaiming that. Wouldn't you rather have Bill get momentum, feel good, go into the offseason as the number one, than lose these games, go into the offseason with question marks, and a number three draft pick? That's an easy one for me. I want them to get good so we can feel confident about what they have going into this offseason and attract free agents and attract veteran talent. Those are all important things. Quan Martin, nice game back there. Bobby Wagner, all he does is steady, consistent. Look, he loses a step from time to time. Look, I'm still mad about the number of snaps he plays, all of them. But when he's on, he's on. Toss a game ball to Von Miller. Mike Sanders still obviously gets a game ball. Fantastic outing for him. Creates the takeaway that he's been so close this season. It's good to see him rewarded with a takeaway. That part is awesome there. Let's give one to Jalen Lane. Second punt return touchdown of the season. Very, very nice. Love seeing Jalen Lane be a contributor. There were solid performances across the board. There were no superstars. And this was a nail biter. You heard DQ in the first hour. We made this harder than it needed to be. Yeah, Dan. This should have been a cakewalk in. They made it hard with two really ill-advised fumbles. And you've got to know the situation. If you're Mariota, if you're McNichols, you can't be fighting for that extra yard when you're up 15 running clock on a cold day in the Meadowlands. They almost gave this one back, and that would have been devastating to everything they're working towards. And that would have been a full-on question the coaching staff moment. It wasn't. The Giants are bad. We're bad, but we're not that bad. That's today's takeaway. DQ didn't say that in the locker room. I said that on MP on the mic. They made it closer than it needed to be. But for the most part, they handle their business against a bad team. I can't give Mariota a game ball because he didn't sling the rock a lot. And also that fumble at the end, real lack of awareness on that one. That's all right. He's my quarterback, and I think he will be Saturday as well. I'll be curious to get the DQ update on all that later. It's also a VCU game night. We got Robbie Robinson dropping by here in a second. We'll clear the lines for that. We'll be back right after this break. You're listening to the home of the Rams in Richmond, 7 o'clock tonight at the Stew on 910 The Fan, now at 105.1. Don't even know what to do with myself. It's a Victory Monday. What's up, everybody? MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, worldwide on the free Odyssey app. There will be zero disappointment here. I was not suggesting losing for draft position. I was not suggesting tanking. I suggested winning a football game because winning feels good. It feels good to be a winner. Now, was it a nail biter? Yes. Were there scary moments down the stretch? Yes. Did I love that? No, not at all. Marcus Mariota, 10 completions in the entire game. That's not your traditional formula for victory. I don't think anybody would say or anybody would mistake, wow, they won that football game. Maybe it's a fluky 4-10. Maybe they really are the team that went to the NFC title game last year. No, that was a grind it out, need every last drop of luck you can get win over a 2-12 football team. This was not quite the Broncos performance. Again, Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, though, 96 yards. Bill Train's back. We'll talk about him tomorrow during Commander's Rewind, I'm sure. Mariota, 43 yards on the ground. I don't think anybody's sleeping on his mobility, but I do think it's fascinating. I think it's fascinating that they got a quality backup who can run a lot of the Jayden Daniels playbook. And in some ways, is providing Jayden the blueprint on how to run it safely. Because as you know, and we'll get Dan Quinn's update today, 3:30, you'll hear his updates during Grant and Danny. They will pass that along to you during the radio program tonight. I would assume we'll get a Jayden update of some sort. We'll see if he's shut down for the season. I wouldn't be surprised if they bring him back on Christmas for one more. The O-line's still there. Laramie Tunsil's scare, but the O-line's still largely intact. I think there's a lot of positive reasons to potentially bring him back in this season. And I think one of them would be he's been watching Mariota play. Did he learn? Has he learned how to protect himself? How to not make every play into an adventure? And by the way, Jackson Dart, doing the same in New York. He's making every play into an adventure. It's tough to win long-term with those guys. And injuries happen. Brady missed a season. Mahomes tore his ACL yesterday. I'm not saying there are never going to be injuries, but there's protecting yourself as well. Protecting yourself is pretty dang important for an NFL quarterback. And with that, let's go inside the locker room because it was a lot of fun. Here's Dan Quinn. He's a coach of the Commanders. They won a football game.
During the week, we talked a lot about intensity and urgency, and I definitely saw that. We also talked about the ball, and I did not see that, the importance of that. And so four fumbles, two in the fourth quarter. I'm fortunate to be standing here saying about the win, after that. But I'll also say, like, how good it felt in the locker room. And I had told the guys, this has been hard, and going through this process together, take a few extra minutes today. There's nothing like the feeling of a winning locker room, and we're in this division tournament, as we're kind of battling through our space, there's plenty of stuff for us to correct and pick at. But I thought we've been hearing enough inside the building, outside the building, that I want to start off maybe by saying what's right about instead of what's wrong. I thought the complimentary football was there today, and I think it expressed itself the most at the end of the first half. Punt returns, interceptions, and points, and that's leaning in on all three phases. I was pleased to see the run game on offense, seeing Terry make a big play, the Mikey interception, Jalen on the punt return, and one guy I thought stepped up for us also was Antonio Hamilton, and had a couple big stops for him. He had an incredible week. His wife graduated from South Carolina State on Thursday. They won in their bowl game on Saturday, and he made a bunch of plays today. I had a sense he'd be ready. He's one of those players that has the competitive nature to him in that spot. But more than anything, just, you know, I was pleased. Hey, man, take a few minutes extra today in the locker room. I told him we're in this division tournament of four games, and today was one of those March Madness survive in advance. And there was a lot to see the complimentary football, especially at the end of the first half.
Yeah, I don't know that this would be confused with March Madness anytime soon. This was the 15 seed against the 12 seed. I guess that happens sometimes. Sometimes you get that double upset, and you get the weird Sweet 16 game where it's like the 10 seed and the 7 seed, and it's like, how did we end up here? But that's rare in March Madness. And survive in advance, you advance to keeping your job for another season. I really do. I think that was the main takeaway for Dan Quinn. I think he's employed for another season. He needed one. He needed to show he can win with this defense, especially against a bad offense, especially when Jackson Dart went out of the game there for a minute. That was a big goal line stand for these guys. Also getting a special teams play. That's going to be validating, not for DQ, but for the guy above him, Adam Peters, who's come under fire for his drafting. Great to see Jalen Lane make a play. DQ talked about that as well.
We didn't know where it would go. Then the punter changed. Would we have a chance at it? And so to have a chance at a big return, I thought that was a function of the entire like punt return group. But man, more than anything, it was like cool to see the win in the locker room, what it was, because that part is probably the best part of the game, you know, the locker room after the win. And so we haven't had a lot of that. And so you never want to take that for granted. I mean, I even said it tonight. Take a few extra minutes. It's worth it. The guys have off tomorrow with a early week. I want them to enjoy it, and then we'll plenty to get back to Tuesday. But there's a lot of guys that I'm excited about. I'm excited about linebackers who are young and have space. I'm excited to see, like you're talking about, running back and other spots. But more than anything, the complimentary football. To see that today, you know, at the end of the half, that was significant. And I thought that was the game. You know, like, we've got to be so much better at the ball. To have four fumbles and win the game, holy shit, right? Like, I could be standing here talking about the ball and what was disappointing about that and not. And so we've got to get that part of our football in order. But, man, was I pleased to see some big plays and big moments, like I referred to on the Terry catch on the touchdown, the Mikey interception, the fourth down stops. Those are game changers. And but we made it harder than it had to be. that's for sure.
To have four fumbles and win the game. Holy shnikes. Paraphrasing Dan Quinn, coach of the Washington Commanders. The big plays make up for that. 51-yard McLaurin touchdown reception and Jalen Lane. 63-yard punt return touchdown. Those plays overcome the fumbles, the messiness, the everything else. Only two turnovers. It was a 2-1 turnover margin game. And when turnover margin's within one, it's not a monster indicator of winning and losing. So diving on them matters, but coughing them up is bad. And the way they coughed them up in the fourth was really bad, because both of those were know-your-situation plays for both the quarterback and the running back. They're both know your situation plays. The situation is you're winning the football game. They can't move the ball. Don't help them. And Don't fight to make the play longer than it needs to be. Don't fight to be the hero. Just done. Fall over. Blaze over. Move on to the next one. I'll probably have more to say about that during Commander's Rewind tomorrow. But that was the exception. The rule was they were level-headed. They strung good drives together. Minimal amount of turbulence there. They had some punts. Teams have punts. They got a takeaway of their own. Very nice one. And then the special teams play as well. It's a lot to break down, but it is a victory Monday, and it is an important victory Monday, too. I don't need a top three draft pick. I need to know they're not rebuilding, and I know they're not rebuilding. There's something there. There's a core to build around. Throw some Jaden Daniels on it. Put a Bird on it. Let's keep playing football. We got to step aside. More Inside the Locker Room on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan.
Well, what do you know? We're Inside the Locker Room on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. And that's your home of the Washington Commanders. Not literally inside the locker room. The game's been over for a long time. Everybody's gone home. It's time to go home. You don't have to stay at the Meadowlands anymore. That's okay. Nobody was there. I always feel the exact same way. I've given the same take a billion times. Those of you who've been with me through the lean years are used to this. And it does feel like they've just had so many bad December games against the Giants where both teams have been bad. I thought we had turned the corner from that. Like, I knew the Giants hadn't turned the corner from that. I thought maybe we had turned the corner from that. We're not. We're not better than that. We're still playing those games against the Giants. It don't matter. But you know my take, which is people say, can you believe that the stadium had 50,000 empty seats yesterday for an NFL football game, Giants of the Commanders in New York, the biggest city in the world? And I'll always say the same thing. I can't believe 30,000 people voluntarily went out in the cold to watch that. And I say that as a fan. This is not jaded journalist MP. This is not Waldorf and Statler on the balcony. You won a contest. What do you get? Two tickets to the game. Well, what was the second prize? Four tickets. This isn't that guy. This is the guy who loves football. Loved the Kansas City Chiefs growing up. And we went to the snow games because that was the time you could get tickets, right? Because, we had friends with season tickets and things like that. And they'd give them up for the snow games, which is a cold, I guess, if I had to pick one word to describe the snow games. But only if the team was decent. I wasn't out there for the 2-14 Chiefs because they put them on TV. That's the reality of it. I think it's amazing. And I'm not dunking on those people. I'm not making fun of those people. I think that's an incredible commitment to the team to go in. And there were a ton of Commanders fans up there, too. Some of them bought their tickets a long time ago. And you're going anyway. I get that. But incredible commitment to go out in that cold. I went over to the Valentine yesterday for like 20 minutes. And I was complaining about it for 20 of those minutes. It's too cold out there, y'all. It's too cold. This is the guy who fled town to get warm for a couple days last week. It's too cold out there. The fact that anybody came to this game is a minor miracle. You see that with the bowl games too. And that's nonsense that they played a bowl on Saturday night, much less one involving University of Washington, Big Ten team, a real team, the LA Bowl. It's too soon. It's Army Navy's day. They deliver. They put on a good show. They do every year. Love the Army-Navy game. Congrats to Navy. 1-point winners in that one. It's too soon to have a bowl game. I know it's TV content, but I'm not ready. I'm not ready for the TV content yet. Give me time. I need somebody at a piano crooning. It's the most wonderful week of the year. I need a Capital One Bowl Week montage of some sort. Bowl Mania. I call it whatever you want to call it. Then I'll be ready. I'm not ready yet for a bowl game. There's nobody in the stands. No, duh. Season ended 7 days ago. They're giving out the Heisman and then cutting to a bowl game. No, I'm over that. Maybe we'll talk about the Heisman later.
I voted for Pavia. I voted for Diego Pavia. Full disclosure there. Mendez was my second, and he's, of course, an incredible pick. Any of those guys would have been an incredible pick. Any of the top four. You Texas Tech, what a season down there, and backing it up with a bye in the playoffs. And, of course, Sayan had a great season. Now, I think that's a tougher pick because I think Mendoza both got the better of him in a head-to-head matchup. His team got the better of Ohio State over the course of the year, and he didn't play demonstrably worse at any point. So I do think that's the toughest one to justify. That said, he's a good football player. In love at Notre Dame. Incredible sets. There's going to be more than one good player in college football in any given year. It's very rare that that thing's cut and dried. For me, Pavia was the most essential part of his team's rise. And again, this is not taking anything away from Mendoza, who was an incredible part of that Indiana story. But I think Pavia was Vanderbilt football these last 2 years and made them what they are in the SEC. I think there's a huge drop-off coming without him. Although maybe they find a way to get him a little extra eligibility. We're way off the rails. It's a thing that happens sometimes. Sometimes I feel good about life because it's a Victory Monday. And we're happy about Victory Monday. So that's great too. Other programs are allowed to be as sad as they want to be about the draft position. You're not going to find that here. It's a happy Victory Monday here. Terry McLaurin, happy receiver. Here's what he had to say after the game.
Yeah, I mean, I think we hold each other accountable to that. Like, we get 17 games for a reason. And, you know, if you're in a position to continue to fight, then you need to do that. You know what I mean? We got nobody in that locker room that's going to lay down. You know what I mean? It's just good to come out here as a team and get a team win. You know, you forget what that feeling is like when you've been on a losing streak like we have. But when you come in here and you get a win in a tough place to win. I played here a lot of times, and it always comes down to the fourth quarter. That's how the NFC East games go. So you definitely feel good because, you know, all the work you put in this past week, you know, the times that we've lost, like, you get a win and it feels good. So we got to find a way to harbor that feeling. Figure out a way offensively just to take care of the football better at the end. So we could put away team instead of letting them hang around. But, you know, we'll take this win and we're going to come back better next week.
Good to have Terry back. Good to have Terry making catches. I don't know how anybody could watch this season and make any kind of legitimate argument that this team's better off without Terry McLaurin on the roster. Because there wasn't, you know, there was a little trade him movement there when he was holding out, and holdouts have led to bad outcomes in the NFL. And I think this holdout led to a bad outcome for Terry McLaurin this year. The injury, I believe, was in part because of the holdout and because he wasn't quite ready, week one, ready to go. And that's okay. You know, well, it's not okay, but it, like, that's part of life. You got to deal with that kind of thing if you're willing to play hardball, which Adam Peters was. Adam Peters wanted to make a stand. I don't give out deals to guys in your spot. And he won. We've pointed this out many times. Terry did not get a better deal. Terry did not get paid. Terry did not get more money. Terry got his money turned into incentives, which he didn't get this year. There is a very real chance that Terry ends up with less money than he had before the season started. Adam Peters won the negotiation, but in winning the negotiation, may have set this team back a little bit this year. Now, I think if Terry plays the whole season, none of it matters. I think they're still bad, but watch him play. He's special. Jalen Lang, great start for him on special teams. We're still watching him develop as a receiver, but a ton of fun watching him take two to the house this season. And I love this perspective on returns as well. This is Jalen Lang on the Fan.
I'm just trying to find color, my color, and cut off him. Yeah, like I said, my number one goal back there return is to get the ball back for the offense. And as long as I do that, successful return in my eyes. But everything else is just icing on the cake.
That's Jalen Lang inside the locker room on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM on a Victory Monday for the Washington Commanders. Jalen Lang, I love that perspective. My job is to give the ball back to the offense. If I fumble, I haven't done my job. And so the most important thing for me is to make sure the ball gets back to the offense. I think that's cool. I think that's really smart. I'm glad he plays football that way. I hope he hangs around for a while. Oh, and he's a Hokie. And we love Hokies around here. We're the home of the Hokies, you may have heard along the way. Fair catch if you need to, but if you can return it, have fun. Go nuts. See what you can get. He certainly did that yesterday, 63-yarder. Game ball for him. We'll give out more game balls. At 11 o'clock, we'll go around the NFL. Next, you're listening to your home for the Commanders in Richmond, 910 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Mike, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, bringing this one home on a victory Monday, an equivocal victory Monday. They're bad, but they're not that bad. Play on Dan Quinn's. We're lost, but we lost, but we're not lost. They're bad, but they're not that bad. That's a bad football team they lost to. Glad they're not in that company. Glad we're not talking about the number one pick in the draft, because there's more talent on the roster than that. There's better outcomes ahead for these guys. And going into an offseason, where Adam Peters has his work cut out for him, no doubt about that. Because I do think the question is, and we'll do a big picture again. I want to talk about these good teams in the NFL, who's going to the Super Bowl. We'll sneak in a couple minutes for that. AWOD's up next, by the way. He's a Capital Ale House. Home of Richmond's OG Burger Night on Mondays. But you still need to get some veterans onto this team. People are going to grumble every time you sign one. But remember, you don't have all your draft picks. No matter how high you pick in the draft, you're not picking in the second round, and I'm going to advocate for trading back because there's a lot of needs here. It's going to be tempting to get an explosive edge rusher, find their version of TJ Watt, find their version of Max Crosby, and that would do favors for everybody. But it's also going to be really important to fill a lot of the other holes as well that we've seen emerge over the course of the season. A lot of the stuff that's being duct taped together. They don't have enough draft picks to do all that. They're going to have to sign some free agents. The good free agents get snatched up by their team or franchise tagged. You're going to have to sign some older guys. Because next year, I think this team should aspire to the Super Bowl in the NFC title game. You have Jaden Daniels on a rookie contract, and you believe he's going to get better. That's a fair aspiration. That's a fair goal. That's something that needs to be a goal. Otherwise, we got to reevaluate the whole program here and the whole situation. You're going to have to add some veterans to do that. You're also going to need to identify young talent. It's a tough gig. That's why Adam Peters is doing it. I don't think he was wrong bringing in Laremy Tunsil. Laremy Tunsil has been fantastic this season. And also, it threw the vibes off a little bit. It's been a weird season. I'll be curious how Dan Quinn reevaluates training camp next year. Remember, he gave him 2 weeks off before the season started, basically. Will he do that again? He's a player's coach. But we're going to need a little coaching as well. 2 years ago, he said, I'm going to make everybody work hard because we're building something here. Took his foot off the gas last year at the end of training camp. Will it be back? It might be. And Adam Peters, how many veterans do you bring in? How many young guys can you bring in? Can you create more draft picks? I'm not mad about any of the draft picks he sent away. I'm really not. Debo was a phenomenal addition this year. To everybody who gripes, what do you have any weapons at wide receiver? They had Terry and Debo. Look, injuries happened and the holdout happened, but that's a good one too. That's a really good one too for anybody in the NFL. They traded picks away for Marshawn Lattimore. You took a swing on a potential franchise guy. You missed, but you got to take swings like that to win. I'm not mad. You can't be mad that the trade didn't work out. Trades are inherently risky. This one didn't pan out, and that's okay. Get back on that hamster wheel. Make another one. The Laremy Tunsil trade, unquestionably a good trade. Bringing in a left tackle for Jaden Daniels. And also, he got hurt a lot this season. And also, having that left tackle did not provide the protection you would have hoped for out of having a star left tackle. And some of that's on the quarterback himself. And that's going to be part of this as well. You're watching Jackson Dart go down yesterday. That Giants coaching staff, they're cleaning house there, as they should. There just aren't enough quarterback whisperers right now who are ready to deal with this new breed of quarterback. They can run. They're also running. Marcus Mariota ran a lot yesterday, ran 10 times, never felt like he was in danger. That's the blueprint. I hope Jaden was watching. It was cold. He was shivering, I bet. But I hope he was watching. That's the blueprint, what Marcus Mariota did yesterday. Run enough to make a difference, to keep him honest, but don't put yourself in danger along the way. Much easier said than done, no doubt about it. I said I'd address the top of the NFL. Kudos to the Vikings. Beat the Commanders, beat the Cowboys. That's a team that was better. Now, they're out of franchise quarterback range in the draft now, too. I'll be curious who they take. Like, would they take a Kyler Murray? I'm curious about that. J.J. McCarthy throws the interception right out of the gate there. I don't know that he's the long-term answer. I don't think you throw the towel in on him, though. I really don't. Phillip Rivers, probably not a long-term answer in Indianapolis, by the way. They're probably going back to the well as well. And they got sauce now. Their chips are in as well. Right now, best two records in football, Los Angeles Rams and Matthew Stafford's dealing, man. If Matthew Stafford is playing at home, warm weather, L.A., two wins to the Super Bowl, I think he could get him. I think he could come out. You remember, they barely lost to the Eagles last year in that snow game. Take that game to L.A. I think the Rams are all of a sudden looking really feisty as a potential Super Bowl pick coming out of the NFC. Broncos, I don't buy it. I don't believe it. I do not believe in Bo Nix. I believe in that defense. I don't believe in Bo Nix. But they unquestionably convincing win yesterday. I like the Patriots more out of the AFC right now. But we got to recalibrate. Seahawks have to be taken seriously. Not a, six field goal win there against a 44-year-old quarterback. Again, not a convincing win, but I love their coach. I love what they're doing there. And then you got your 10 and 4 teams. You're going to sleep on Buffalo? I'm not sleeping on Buffalo. Get them in. They know what they're doing at that point. Chargers, Justin Herbert's really good. He's been injured. He didn't look good yesterday at all, but he can turn it on. How about a double LA situation? How funny would that be, a double LA a title game day situation for a town that has no football fans to be the center of the football world? They talked about that a few years ago. What would they do if both teams were hosting the title games? LA's a little different. Like, New York's actually a tougher spot than LA, because in New York you probably have to do one on Saturday, one on Sunday, because of the transit, because of the parking lots, because of everything. You actually probably would have to move a conference title game to Saturday, which is kind of insane. It's a little different in LA because you could play one at the Rose Bowl at LA Coliseum. Pick your 100,000 seat venue that's still football ready. You could do those things, and it'd stink for one of the teams, but you could pull it off. Fun hypotheticals there. 49ers, we're not betting against the 49ers. And then Jacksonville lurking. Jacksonville, Houston, maybe Indy, but probably fading. I love that the AFC South is sneaky, like just a great race every single year, and also nobody cares. It's like Christmas Day NBA. Like, I'm sorry, there's meaningless NFL on. I gotta watch that. Hang on. There's meaningless Dallas Cowboys football. I can't be watching Jacksonville, Houston. Don't bother me with that. I got to watch the boys. They're America's team. Nobody watching the AFC South. All they do is quietly put together fantastic playoff races every single year, with some names, too, with some talent, with some guys. Maybe Philip Rivers will give them the spotlight they've lacked for so long. All right, we got to send you off to AWOD Radio. It is a VCU game night. Get right back here, 6:15, for the official pregame show with AWOD VCU Niagara. Reminder, we'll be giving away tickets Friday to that St. Bonnie's game, New Year's Eve, starting A-10 play. Tough loss for the Bonnies over the weekend, but very much a feisty team is going to give these guys a good A-10 opener on New Year's Eve. Plenty of tickets available for tonight. Get out there. We're back tomorrow. Commanders Rewind and more. Last full week of shows before the holiday. We'll be with you early next week before we shut it down. But that's for later. Right now, off to AWOD Radio. You're listening to Richmond's home for the VCU Rams. This is 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.